Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
I have a new favorite show.
What's that?
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. Let's go.
Let's roll.
All right,
well,
let's roll out. All right, here we go. Stand
well, it's
by.
Not this one. I know by your schedule.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
Who you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom shakalaka.
Tonight on the Big Podcast with Shaq, it is Super Week in Atlanta. We'll go into the Funhouse with Shaquille. We'll talk about Tom effing Brady, Carmelo Anthony, Mariano Rivera, and a number of other things. Of course, we are going to get borderline, and we got an awesome new game called This Crazy World. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Black people aren't serial killers.
No, we ain't got time for that.
That's the point.
There's not.
You guys got Jason. You got Freddy.
You got the head. You want a black serial killer?
You only had one, Candyman. Candyman. Which was the worst black serial killer ever.
Yeah, you got two.
Well, he only wanted to kill like 2 days a week. He also would sleep in. Maybe that was part of it.
You're horrible.
Pause.
And what would be the black killer's name? I got it.
What would it be?
Jamal.
Jamal.
It's always Jamal.
But Jamal's
always freaking
been,
Jamal.
Jamal's been overused, I think, been a little overused. It's a big podcast with him,
AKA,
Shaquille O'Neal.
A.K.A. Mookie.
Mookie.
Hey, I have a question. Has there ever been a boogeyman?
Yes.
Boogeyman movie?
Boogeyman movie. Well, they featured, what was his name? Boogeyman in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, remember, Michael Myers was supposed to be the boogeyman, according to the kids in the Halloween movie.
B-Dog, are you there?
Yes, sir.
He's there.
Oh, so I want to ask a question. Is there a difference between the white boogeyman and the black boogeyman?
The white boogeyman.
Well, what were you guys told about the boogeyman? Because I can tell you what John and I
was always in the closet.
Him.
He was always in the closet.
Well, see, my boogeyman was under the bed.
So the black boogeyman was gay?
Whoa, wait.
Oh, see,
come on. Hey, big fella, you set yourself up for that one, though.
No, listen.
I'm about to come and get you, kids.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
Come on, I'm hiding in your closet. You better go to bed, like Mom said.
Chill out.
All right, forget that question, then.
Well, I mean, seriously. No, I'm sure that there are cultural things.
Our boogeyman was always under the bed.
A boogeyman was always under the bed.
And then one day I was so mad at my mom, I wanted him to come get me, and I put two and two together because in New Jersey, we always slept with a window open, and it was a breeze, and the closet door was always broke, so I put two and two that the breeze was making move around in the closet. Yeah. He used to move every night. Like he should be. He had all these.
That could
sounds.
Have been the roaches, you know, moving stuff.
And,
I've seen New Jersey.
And I have a confession. It caused me to urinate the bed until I was about 8 years old.
Oh no!
Man.
You were a bedwetter?
No, but hold on. This is how I would, you know, not get in trouble. Every time I peed in the bed, I go in the bathroom, get some water, and spill it. And my mom said, "Did you pee in a bit?" No, I was drinking, and then I just spilled some water.
Man.
Now, Mama O'Neal should be smarter than that.
The statute of limitation is up.
I'm just telling you. She's going to smack you.
She'll still beat your ass.
She's going to smack you silly at that point. So, hey, we have entered Super Week here in Atlanta.
Oh boy.
Where the Super Bowl is coming to town, Super Bowl 53, and that includes Shaq's Funhouse. That is going to be occurring right here in the footprint
right
of where we broadcast from, right
That's
here at Battery Atlanta.
I rented out the whole place. I made them an offer they couldn't refuse, John.
I'm telling you.
Are we going to that? Are we going?
No,
we're
not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I didn't realize
B-Dog
that.
B-Dog can go, but you two can't go.
Wait a minute. This is racially insensitive already.
No, I think it's just age sensitive.
No, it's not.
What do you mean age sensitive?
It's
marriage sensitive. It's marriage sensitive. I don't want y'all there with all those little honeys jumping up and down and you getting in trouble. Stay at home. Stay
with
your ass at home.com.
With the little honeys that are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, stay home.
How come you've never shied away from the little honeys dancing around and we're almost all the same age?
No. I'm working. I will be on stage. Yes, I will not be amongst the activities.
Shaq, I know you. You always have beautiful women. You probably have a beautiful woman sitting right next to you right now, all we know.
Listen, plus I'm about to sign this new contract. I'm going to be off the market soon.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Really?
Breaking news?
You're going to be off the market soon?
I'm just saying, no. I'm just, you know, I'm selling my house. That's all I'm saying.
And it was a black man.
Wow. You're going to be off the market?
Yeah.
You're not moving to Chicago or anything, right?
I don't know. Am I?
Or to
Port Charles.
Yeah.
Previously in Port Charles.
That's right.
No, you do that.
No.
You won't be at the Quartermain Mansion or anything like
no,
that.
No,
okay, I just want to make sure. Or the Ward House.
All right.
The Ward House. Yeah, it was another.
You really watch it, General Hospital, huh?
I know everything about. I know more about the characters.
Before we started our show, John realized we were going to run long today and texted his wife to tape General Hospital's West Coast feed so
yes.
he wouldn't miss it.
Thankfully, by the way, wait a minute.
That's dedication.
Wait a minute. Don't you remember the story that the Shaqcast listener who works for DirecTV, I have the West Coast channels on my dish. You know how you get the local channels on your dish?
Right.
Yeah.
I have the West Coast channels and the New York channels on my dish because of the fact that a Shaqcast listener hooked me up. Now, I pay for them, but I got special clearance to be able to have those channels.
Sure, you pay for them.
No, I do. I really do.
Ask you a question.
Sure,
when you watch General Hospital, how do you dress? Do you sit in your underwear and a tank top?
No.
And those slippers? Yes,
I'm there with my lovely wife.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I might be in my jammies.
Okay.
Jammies. Might be in my sunny.
Jammies.
I might
jammies wear, it's 3 in the afternoon. Why are you
no
in your jammies?
I might be in my sunny Corinthos pajamas.
Oh.
So if someone like, Shaq, let's say you knew someone who used to be in the cast. You know, she would know Sonny. Or he would, of course, depending on how you swing.
Of course.
That would be. That could very well be.
And it was a black
man.
You know.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch Charlie's Angels this weekend, too, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're going to watch Charlie's Angels this weekend.
Which one?
That's cool.
I tell you, they missed the boat. ABC screwed the pooch getting rid of that. They tried the new Charlie's Angels, and they had these beautiful, gorgeous women who could act, and they pulled the plug on the show too soon. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
They screwed it
I don't
up
know how we got into this on a Super Bowl week.
Yeah,
we ended up
know
here.
You may know someday. You may know someday.
Yes.
Have you seen anything, speaking of Super Bowl and what's going on, with the Saints crap that's been going on the last week?
It's so weak.
Listen, they missed a call, but guess what? I had a lot of missed calls, and I should probably have 9 championship rings right now. But
Iverson would have a ring. If the officials hadn't stepped in.
Stop it.
Wait,
I mean,
that was one game.
It was numerous
games.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody playing me one-on-one going to stop me ever. Dikembe Mutombo, defensive player of the year, my ass.
No.
Dikembe
listen,
really
look,
still
look, you know what's crazy? I'm at a studio in New York, and they're showing the play right now.
You're
he
kidding
missed
me.
The call. No, he's showing it.
It was a missed call.
He missed call.
Oh, it was a missed call.
No, everybody agrees that it is, but at what point do you, as a fan base, go, this sucks, let's put it to bed?
Listen, my father always used to tell me, yeah, the ref missed the call, but if you took care of business earlier,
exactly,
you wouldn't have been in that position.
Exactly.
And more importantly,
man up and 100%. Stop whining and just move on.
After that play, the Saints had a 3-point lead. All they had to do was keep them from getting a field goal before the end of the game. They couldn't make enough stops to keep them from kicking a tying field goal. They got the ball in overtime, just like Brady did, and Brady went down the field and scored a touchdown. Drew Brees ended up on his ass throwing an interception with his life alert around his neck. I'm so falling, and I can't get up. I'm having chest pains. So seriously, the New Orleans fans, they now had a congressman in front of Congress today with a big placard saying that this is a disgrace and my community's you're such kiss asses.
Well, too bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know what? If I was a player, I would never want a guy to miss a call and say, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. You know what? The other team's on the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear that.
No, why would you?
Missed a call.
All I know is my boys are in my city playing for the whole thing.
Oh,
you
want to
put some money on it? You want to put some money on it?
My boys are in my city, baby.
The Bankers is always
LA,
open.
LA and ATL, baby.
Let it ram it.
Turn that music off.
Ram it.
Why? It's ram it.
Turn that music off.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want?
You want to put some money on it? Ram guy?
B-Dog? Come on, B-Dog. There's a lot of chatter.
The Baker Shaq Colby is always open.
How about that 6G he gave you? You want to let that thing ride?
Yeah. Let it ride.
No.
100, 200, bet it. Don't be over there bragging about your Rams. Cowboys.
We already took care of your Cowboys.
It doesn't matter. The Bank of Shekovia is always up. Obviously, you got the Rams. I got the Patriots. Bet it.
You ain't said nothing but a word. What you want? Bet it.
Okay, so hold on. Rams. Okay. If the Rams lose, you got to get some sheep horns and walk around the office like I had to walk around last year when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, with the chicken suit on?
Yeah.
You got to wear like the sheep. You know they're not the sheep.
Oh, no, he's got to do something. He's got to wear like a Tom Brady jersey or something.
No. He got to wear tank top, underwear, and ram horns.
Ram horns. Tank top, underwear, and ram horns.
Reindeer horns.
Reindeer horns.
Oh, man.
And you got to walk around to Macho, Macho Man.
That's yes.
And you got to sing it.
And then what does he get if they win?
Yes.
What does he get if they win?
YMCA, but nonetheless. Okay. Yeah.
No, this is the Black Boogeyman.
That's his theme. Sorry, I forgot.
This is his theme.
Because he was always in the closet.
If you win, B-Dog, name it.
And if I win, I want you to do the same thing. I want you in a pair of Rams underwear, Rams drawers with some Ram horns.
Deal.
And a Rams jersey.
There you go. He paid off last year.
Okay, hold on. If the Rams win, I will get in the middle of the desk with everybody in that office playing this song, blasting speakers, and I will dance. I will give everybody a lap dance. Turn it up.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I will give everybody a lap dance to this song right here.
In your Rams draws.
In his Rams draws.
All right.
And you can tweet it. You can Instagram it. You go natural.
Okay. I have never been
go
more
Rams! Go Rams!
I've never been more of a Rams fan.
Hey, big fella, I got the whole city behind me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That is good.
Oh, yeah. No, Atlanta hates.
Oh, we hate the Patriots.
Well, it's not just us.
But it's Patriots envy.
And
let's be honest about this.
To an extent, it is.
Anybody who hates
the Patriots. And when they rip your hearts out in the Super Bowl.
Now, I enjoyed ripping their heart out last year.
That's different.
Thank you, Nick Foles. Thank you, Eagles.
The city of Atlanta, by the way, not the only people who hate the Patriots. I got to throw some love in the direction of a 10-year-old kid named Ace Davis from Lexington, Kentucky, who created a science fair project to prove that Tom Brady is a cheater. And he won the science fair.
And he won the science fair.
He won the damn science fair.
It was actually brilliant. He showed that you can throw an underinflated ball in freezing temperatures.
Stop it. I don't want to hear that.
You can throw
it
better.
Oh, no. Good for the kid, though.
Oh, man. That is a really good thing.
I told you before, me and Phil used to do the same thing. So now am I a cheater, too?
Yes.
That's right. We're not.
Well, no. You're never a cheater with the women in your life. So if the, you know, so the next woman that comes in your path, I want her to know. Okay. Let me. There's a lot of inside shade going on here. Okay.
We're going to add this episode to the wait files. Wait.
Who's the?
Hold on. Before we move off of Tom Brady, this was the debate this week because it's Super Bowl week. So here was the debate, and I don't know if this is even a question that can be answered. Is Tom Brady a better football player than Michael Jordan was a basketball player?
No.
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 Stop it.
Right. Am I crazy?
No.
No.
There are people that are legitimately debating that Tom Brady is a better football player. Why?
Right. It's your fault, because you see bull crap and you bring it to the world.
ESPN.
And it's their fault, too.
ESPN are having these conversations.
I'm not going to even dignify that with an answer. However, Tom Brady is the GOAT.
All right.
He is the perfect life.
You think he is, has he? What?
The perfect life.
He's married to a supermodel, makes a gajillion dollars a year, wins every...
Able to get the guy to give him the plugs that look somewhat real.
Yeah, he's got an endless supply of cell phones.
Yes.
Those aren't plugs. Stop it.
Shaq.
Don't do that, John.
Shaq, Google Tom Brady's hairline, and you'll be able to see, just like him and LeBron. Remember a few years ago, LeBron had the Eddie Munster, thing going on, the giant widow's peak, and now all of a sudden LeBron's got that straight line going across.
But you know
right
what's
above
in now,
his,
John?
Yeah, what's that?
Man weaves are in now.
What?
Man weaves? Yeah.
Really?
I'm getting one next summer.
You aren't doing that. No.
No, you're
going to look like Little Richard's chubby brother.
Don't do that.
Your soul glow.
They got one right where they put an afro. They super glue the afro.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do it.
Let me finish. And then they could fade it to where it's a nice little fade.
Wait a minute now.
You'll never know. Look it up, B-Dog.
Shaq, you are...
But why would you do these, though?
Because well, guess what? Make sure you save your money, Shaq, then. Because the no woman's going to go near you if you do that. There's well, not going to be a woman that will go near you.
Well, I'm not going to have the woman problem once I get this contract signed.
After that, you can get whatever you put in your head you want.
Your body in hundreds, and you're not going to get a date.
I'm about to give me a new 10-year, $600 million deal. About to sign it.
You are, or somebody else is about to get that deal.
I've been negotiating it for about 4 months now.
Wow.
Sometime next year, it'll be signed, sealed, and delivered.
Just want to make sure now. Right. Now, Shaq, you're the guy on the show that's supposed to have this great NBA expertise, right?
No.
I know you are. Come on, you are.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, as you're supposed to. You're supposed to have more than us combined.
Play along or John can't make his point.
How come you and B-Dog and Jenners didn't see what I saw easily? Is that Jimmy Butler is a damn problem. And he's a problem wherever he is. He's an annoyance. He's not a good teammate. And look what happened. He came to my team, and they can't wait to get the hell out from under him.
And was Dennis Rodman a problem?
Yes, but Dennis Rodman's one of the all-time greats.
No, he's not an all-time great. Stop it. Cut it out with the BS.
Okay.
Anyway, was he a problem?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a problem. But you got guys like Michael Jordan and Scottie who told him to shut the f*** up.
Wait a minute, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid and Ben, they got to step up. They go, say, Jimmy, do what you do. We do. Shut the f*** up. Let's play.
Okay, but here's the thing.
That's how you solve
that.
Not,
you know what,
French.
Though? He's not worth it because the guy is a diva.
It doesn't matter if he's a diva.
Every
team has a diva, John. Every team has a diva. You have to deal with it.
I'll suffer through a diva if he's going to give me Shaq Kobe-type numbers. I'm not suffering for Jimmy Butler. No,
because
Shaq, that was a team and an organization that was in total harmony, and now it's in discord because of that jabroni. Seriously. Get rid of them.
Okay. Joel and Ben, if you let a guy put your harmony into disarray, you're soft.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, I'm telling you.
How about that?
Oh, boy.
I wish an MF would come to my team and start acting crazy. You can act crazy all you want, but not inside the square.
Okay.
So if Joel Embiid wants to be the man, be the leader, he needs to step up. Okay.
Every team
has a diva. Every team has a problem.
Apparently,
well, hopefully he'll be gone soon.
Well, apparently he's on, quote, thin ice.
Well, Jimmy Butler will be gone. He'll be gone. We're going to get rid of him, and then we're going to go back to being one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference.
Can I ask you a question? Is this now his reputation?
It should
Who
be.
Cares?
Is this the one that follows him around the league? Well, because people develop reputations in the league.
No, they don't.
And it makes it hard to get signed or get big contracts.
Y'all just don't know how to control people like that. The guy wants to play. He wants to win. He wants to be involved. Involve him.
And by the way, he's averaging 19. Again.
Yeah.
Guess what?
And you know who else is? A guy that wants to do more, you give it to him.
And you know who else is? John Collins in Atlanta. Oh my gosh, Shaq.
He's an up-and-coming potential star.
Oh, never heard of him. Stop it. He's not a star. Cut it out.
He's an up-and-coming guy.
No, stop it. The problem with you people.
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
The problem with you people is y'all be giving out props too easy. Cut it out.
Stop it. Who gave props? We said he's an up-and-coming star.
No, I never heard of him. So how's he up-and-coming?
I would just suggest that Jimmy Butler, if he needs help packing, I have many contacts in the Philly area. I will pay to have him packed up.
You want him out.
Any guy that wants to fight and do more, you got to give him what he wants.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
He is the one-trick pony.
Nope.
Is he a complete basketball player?
Yeah, he was in
you
Chicago.
You say he's a complete basketball player.
Well, he is a heck of a two-way player, though.
He can defend, he can score.
Guess what? He has the skill set.
Okay,
but there's now two organizations that have found out if his mind's not right, he won't do it.
True, but he still is one of the better two-way players.
First of all, Minnesota wasn't his fault. He was saying the same thing me and Charles said last night. Wiggins, Cat, why you don't play like that every night? Why don't you play like that every night? And don't be celebrating jumping them down because you beat the Lakers.
You're right.
Cat, you just signed $300 million. Show me what you can do. You know who was my guy that always stayed my ass? Brian Shaw.
Well, that's how. That's
Shaw. Yeah, you told Brian us. About that.
Maybe after a few cocktails, that's what happened in your life. But
No.
I'm a different giver. Expression. Okay,
I'm a giver.
You're a giver.
Exactly right.
I'm telling you.
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
There he goes. He's a giver. He's a giver. Damn it.
Oh, there we go.
What about...
play that again? That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. It's no problem. How much did it cost?
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
That was a black man.
Oh, man. On top of that, little girl is back on the show.
Man. Speaking of brother man, did you hear about the lady in Phoenix?
Which one?
The lady in Phoenix.
I don't know if it was in Phoenix.
It's
but
a big
was,
city. Could you narrow it down a little bit?
Well, I don't want to say Phoenix, but it was a lady that was in a vegetative state for 14 years. And
oh, yeah.
And she gave birth,
and
didn't she?
And gave birth to a kid.
That's sick.
That's sick.
That is some sick.
Well, did you
that
see
dude
the dude?
Needs a chair. I
did
don't
you
care.
See the
he
dude?
Needs
he's
a chair.
He's a creep. Yes, and he should have the chair.
He should have the chair.
Yeah, he should have the chair.
Incapacitated woman.
I don't like profiling, but how did that dude get hired?
He, no, you're right.
And guess what?
100%.
Here's the strange thing, though, is he really did undergo extensive clearance to be able to do that, which is just terrible. I mean, it really
God,
is.
It's horrible.
It is absolutely
yeah, it's a horrible
terrible.
Story. Back in NBA world, you had this to say about Melo the other night, about Carmelo Anthony.
So you think he's a Laker fit?
No, I think he's a Laker fit. I think because I think he's upset right now. He's a little bit embarrassed. I think, you know, a lot of people think he's done. I think he got maybe one, maybe two more years left. And, you know, it'd be a good city for him, warm city. I think if he can get some opportunity, especially when LeBron's out the game, to get it going, maybe he could create some type of spark for them.
You really think he could fit in L.A.?
Yeah. Coming off the bench.
Is he going to hit shots?
I don't know.
Because if he's not hitting shots, he's no good.
Coming off the bench, who knows?
Listen, when you're a shooter and a prolific scorer like I was, it's all about rhythm. When my career started slowing down, I got to places like Phoenix and Cleveland, and I wasn't used to touching the ball all the time. My rhythm was terrible. That's why I wasn't averaging no Shaq numbers. So I can understand what he's going through. When you play with Russ and Paul George and then you get the scraps, your rhythm ain't going to be there. I mean, but if you bring him off the bench in L.A. and say, okay, it's your when LeBron goes out, do what you do. Take all the shots.
Right.
At what point as a player, though, do you maybe decide this might be a good time to step away
correct,
from the game?
Correct,
At the end of your contract.
Okay.
Because, honestly.
I don't know what Carmelo's contract is right now.
No, you know, honestly, what it is.
Well, no, he's making, I think he's making 25, 30.
He's making 25, 30. And the,
is he really?
And remember, the Hawks paid him what to walk away?
20-some odd million.
They paid him $20 million to go away.
And
never be a Hawk. Someone pays me, Shaq, you stroke a check today, you'll never see me again.
Oh, dude,
you just give me that $20 million and I'll do this.
Please make this
I'll
20.
Do this right now.
20?
$20 million's done. I'm done. No, you know what? $2 million, you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
You'll never see me again.
John, you can't live off $2 million, trust me.
Shaq, I can with all the other money I've put away, yeah, I could live off $2 million nicely.
Excuse me,
I could live it off nicely.
Excuse me, Mr. Big Time.
Hey. Bump up. Yeah. Bump. That'd be me rolling up right up to the crib.
John,
me
God.
And my homies.
John.
Put your arm
bump
down.
Bump, bump, bump.
He's doing
John.
The lean.
Bump, bump, bump. I'm doing the gangsta lean to
sorry.
You,
yeah.
Jenkins.
John,
yes.
I'm making you this promise right now. I'm
what's
working
that?
On the car deal, and if I get the car deal, this is the commercial me and you're going to be doing.
Oh,
I'm
we'll do
be,
it.
Oh, I think
I'm
it's so
be,
funny.
It'll be no, the best.
No, look, here it is. I'm going to be walking down the street, and John going to pull up. You need a ride, brother? Turn it up.
Bump, bump. Bump, 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 bump.
What's the
bump, 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 bump.
Shaq's on the phone with the cops.
Jesus.
He's near blood on the music
Shaq's
too loud.
Just been kidnapped by a middle-aged white man. Let's check it out.
Oh, man.
Oh
man.
I'm telling you.
I did want to throw a little props the way of Mariano Rivera.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because.
Unanimous.
I didn't think in my lifetime I'd ever see a player get in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame with 100% of the vote. Ever.
Okay, I'm never going to smear Mariano Rivera because he's spectacular and he is a great ambassador for the game and he was awesome. But the fact that he's the only unanimous guy ever in the Hall of Fame
crazy.
Is a joke.
Stop it.
It's a joke.
Whoa.
It's a joke.
Hold on, let me finish. I've already embarrassed a guy one time by calling him Rafael Nogueira. I will not let you disrespect
no,
me.
No, I
him
love him.
Alone.
I love him.
Leave him alone.
No, I
no,
love
he's,
him.
He's
but
great.
What I'm going to tell you is that Shaq, the fact that he's the first unanimous guy ever to be put in the Hall of Fame is a disgrace to Henry Aaron.
John,
is
I got
disgrace,
this app.
Is Mickey
yeah,
Mantle?
What's that?
I got this app on the phone where I can sound like a woman. I'm going to say hello, John. Ready?
Okay, do it.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Do it. Let's do it.
Hello, John.
Damn, right. That's good. Damn,
okay,
that's good.
So you say something. You say something into the app, and
yes.
Then it comes out as a
yes.
Woman. Let me hear it. Say something sexy to me.
No, never.
Come on, Shaq.
No, because it's
Shaq,
me,
we
John.
Already say you had somebody in the closet in your bedroom as a kid. let's be honest. Let's be. Let's drop all pretense.
John, some
of the advertisers were not. Some of the advertisers were a little uneasy with that joke you made about the closet.
Did you know that he was videotaping you?
I guess who you got the motherfucking camera shining on.
I'll tell you though, Shaq, that app sounds mighty sexy.
It
sounds mighty sexy.
Sure it does.
I remember, and there are actresses that I've watched in my life that had a sexy voice like that. Very, very sexy.
All right, moving away from just the inside Joe corner here. Sheriff.
Use that for the Wade files.
Sheriff Shaq is back in the news.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what'd I do?
You said on Dr. Oz last week that you consider running, but not until 2024.
Yeah.
So you're pushing your sheriff dreams back about four years?
Yeah, I'm going to push it back.
Okay. Are you seriously going to do it?
No, I am going to do it. No,
you are.
I'm definitely going to do it, but I signed a few deals that's going to have me. Like, look, when I'm sheriff, I want to sit my ass down and be sheriff. I don't want to be, where's Sheriff Shaq at? Oh, he's in London. He's doing this. He's doing New York. So 2024, I'd be in my 50s, I think, and probably be slowing down a lot more.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah.
Well, that's
all right.
Amazing.
It makes sense. I should
be married with twins by then and all that good stuff. Just throwing it in the air.
Married
that's
with
all.
Twins.
Yeah. Just throwing it in the air. Because
there's not enough O'Neills in the world. We got to add twins
actually,
to the mix.
Actually, maybe triplets.
Dang.
Bro. Damn.
No. That's what I'm going to do. Twins. You know how when I say you got to wait, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go back in and then get two more sets of twins.
I'm going to go back in.
Yeah, I'm going to go back in.
Bro, you got a starting five and a bench.
Yeah, for real,
go
man.
Back in.
For real.
Oh, man.
The O'Neill family. All right, well.
Because, Rob, you don't have to go through what I go through.
What do you mean?
You still got babies. All my babies are adults. I have
two grown adults that live in my house that eat my food and use my power. And
you know what's crazy? I can't even bribe my kids no more. The mall and Apple Store is my best friend.
I thought there was another one.
Lamal
O'Neill.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Lamal.
I thought we just found another line in the will.
And and how many children do you guys think I have? You can guess.
We already know.
We talked about
it. We played it in a game.
How many? Oh, we did. That's right. We sure did. Okay.
Yeah, we played it in a game.
Yeah. And by the way, that answer moves.
Calls from like nine other people, and then Mari Povich wanted to do a special on it.
That answer moves a little.
There you go.
What do you mean you bribe your kids? You can't bribe your kids. What are you trying to bribe them to do?
Like when I see them, be like, hey, y'all want to go to Apple Store? No, we're cool. You want to go to the mall? No, we're good. We're going to just hang out with our friends.
Well, what do you mean the Apple Store, they all have the latest and greatest.
No, but they all need laptops and other stuff and. You know, Beats headphones and JBL. You know, they need all that stuff.
So the next time one of them says, no, you got my number.
Seriously, just call
us. You got Beanon's number.
Just call us. We'll go with you.
I will happily go with you.
I need four little ones.
No, you don't need one.
I need somebody to need me.
That's right.
Is that it?
Guess what? Believe me, we're going to need
you. Sad music, Rob.
You start taking us on trips like that to the mall, we're going to need you too.
Yep, real talk.
Sad music, Rob. I need, when I wake up, I need to have two little O'Neills sprawled across my chest saying, Daddy, can we go to the zoo? Or Daddy, can we go to work with you today? Or Daddy, can we go in the yard and play kickball or football? Daddy, can we go to Europe? Can we go to Spain? Can we go back to the Bahamas? This is something that I'm missing in my life.
Oh my gosh.
I need it.
Wow.
Daddy, can I go to the Super Bowl?
Once I get these papers signed. I'll be working on it.
For just $19.95 a month, your donation could get Shaq another kid. Come on, we'll remember you. There are children all around this country who would love to live in the lap of luxury as Shaquille O'Neal's kids. And if you're of childbearing age, send $19.95 a month in and Shaq will randomly call you. You win life's lottery and give birth to the next O'Neal kid.
Good luck with that.
So many different things. Now you will not be kept in cages.
Yes, exactly. Hey. Stop. Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
John.
Look at me. Believe me. John. They could have another one of those Chicago series if they just had them. Like, Shaq's Kids. Chicago. Shaq's Kids. On Mondays. Mondays. We don't even have a night of the week anymore that we can devote to all the Chicago shows. Shaq's Kids.
Oh, no.
We're going to have it in Chicago.
Oh, God.
That'll funny. Be great. Right. Their Chicago shows are great, by the way.
You know,
they really are.
I don't understand why people think I have a lot of kids all over the place.
I can't imagine.
I don't know why people think I got 30
kids.
I have
no idea.
Kids.
I'm telling you.
How does this rumor be spread?
There's some sexy ladies on those
no
shows,
sense.
Too. It is awesome.
It makes no sense. Why people believe this to be true.
It's crazy.
By the
all
way,
I have is 5-1,
yeah,
not 5-5-1. Five
there
one.
You go.
Yeah, of course not.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that math sounds right.
I got to tell you this. 60 seconds, folks.
Don't listen to them, baby. We only got 6. That's all I got, baby.
Oh,
6.
God.
I'm in the studio talking to myself. All
6
right,
when he's not excited. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasted. And you know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, or do a few sit-ups, you can get a true cash offer.
Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy.
And that's why TrueCar is so great for people, because after that, you can bring your car in, they're going to check it out with you together, and then you can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then you simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a brand new ride.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
The biggest Sunday of the year is finally here as the Los Angeles Rams go head-to-head with the New England Patriots in Atlanta. And Podcast One Sportsnet has got your game day coverage. Tune into the Rich Eisen Show and the Dan Patrick Show for your daily game day analysis from the most iconic sportscasters around. As RJ Bell of RJ Bell's Dream Preview and Shaq from the Big Podcast come at you live on the ground for the best game day coverage available. No matter which team you're rooting for, download these shows and more each week on Podcast One Sportsnet or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This week's edition of Borderline. All right, let's start this week with John Kincaid.
What? Wait a minute.
All right, so this was... You've made Borderline, by the way, like twice this month.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. At least I'm consistent with my performance.
We were closing the show a couple weeks ago, and we got this moment from Kincaid at the end of the show.
Hey, everybody. Make sure you're sticking in and staying in touch with us on the Big Podcast with Jack.
Whoa. What did you say? Make sure you're sticking in.
Stay in touch
that's
with us.
That's what you said.
Pause.
Rewind that right now, pause, Rob.
Hey, B-Dog, right, how do they get right, in touch with us on social media?
On Instagram, I had the Big Podcast.
Wow.
I stopped the music. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, but
wow.
Do me a favor, edit it up and then f***ing punch it 10 times. Stick it in, stick it in, stick it in, stick
it in. Oh, all right, well, I'll have to do that for the start of next week's show.
Yeah, stick it in, stick it in, stick it in, stick it in.
Oh, boy.
Let me feel the duggy feel of my booty. Stick it in, stick it in.
You got caught. You got caught, KK.
All I would suggest to you is if you're not sticking it in, you're not having a great week. I can't help it, B-Dog.
Yeah. All right.
Rosie Palm is very active.
There you go. John Kincaid kicking off Borderline. Let's actually shift over from one host of this show to the other, to Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
And actually, Shaq didn't have anything Borderline to say, but this came, by the way, from about 1,500 people on social media.
Really?
This is from when EJ was talking about what he likes to smash
oh, yeah.
on TNT the other night. And listen to what EJ says, but the best is the looks that Shaquille's giving him throughout this wide-eyed look.
I don't know if I smash anything. You know what I smash?
What's that?
Trix. I once ate an entire box of Trix after a show.
Oh my God.
hey, big fella, like you told him in the hood, that means something else.
Yeah, I told him. He said, what are you laughing at? I said, Ernie.
I said, you know what I smash?
What is that, Ernie?
Trix.
Oh, my God.
Look, I told him, I said, Ernie, there's a lot of white people out there watching the show, but there's also a lot of brothers who take differently. Trix to us means something different.
Silly rabbit. Hey, tricks are for kids.
He said that with such confidence, too, boy.
He did, didn't he?
You know what I smash?
No, it's my turn.
Don't do it, Ernie. Cut him off.
Come on, Ern.
All right, we got to thank DJ B Plus at our Gmail for this moment.
Now, wait a minute, though. Can I ask you something about this?
Yeah.
Why would you name yourself DJ B Plus?
I can't answer.
Wouldn't you want to be DJ A Plus? You're already.
He's not the overachiever you are.
Just play the clip.
I'm just saying. Of all the names you can choose.
No. It's my turn.
All right, stay out of this.
Maybe his first name starts with a B. Maybe.
Moderately hung male would be your Twitter handle. I mean, like seriously, why are you?
What
I'm saying is, why would you sell yourself short? Why are you selling yourself short in life? DJ B Plus. Moderately hung male.
The next episode of All White Men.
I'm telling you,
John's gonna start a podcast called. Hung man.
I'm just saying, if that's your Twitter feed, you're telling people, okay, I'm considering myself a little below average.
Okay.
You're B+.
All right, well, this is what he sent us. It's from Scottie Pippen, and it comes from The Jump on ESPN.
Speaking of B+.
Speaking of B+.
You need to stop. Hey, that's one of the 50 greatest players of all time.
Haven't burned Scottie Pippen down enough
keep
on this
counting
show.
The list.
We continue to do so. He doesn't, Scottie Pippen, by the way, doesn't think the Warriors are concerned with the Nuggets in the West yet, but he picked a very strange word to use here.
I think the Nuggets definitely wants to win this game. It means a lot more to them than it does to Golden State. Golden State is still not aroused by them right now.
Man, I wish I had that problem in my career.
Aroused.
He's not quite aroused by him alone. Yet.
All right, if Jordan was there, he would have given a better answer.
A more complete.
When he's left to his own devices, it just doesn't do that. It's more like B+.
You get 1994 red sneakers.
There you go.
That's what you get.
I'm not going in the game unless I'm getting the shot.
Huge thanks to Asim at our Gmail for this gem from our good friend, Skip Bayless.
Uh-oh.
Now, Skip was talking about Brett Favre and the interceptions that Favre used to throw. I don't know if this
is
Favre.
Oh, I always thought it was Favre. That's crazy.
Brett Favre.
I did.
Well, it's spelled F-A-V-R-E.
I don't care what it's spelled. Yeah. My name is spelled Shaquille or Shaquille. I don't give a crap how it's spelled. I thought it was far.
Right,
laugh at me again, B-Dog.
He's laughing for the record. This was the conversation was about Brett Favre. And he was talking about the interceptions, and we get what I believe is an all-timer from Skip here.
Every game, he will throw you three footballs.
Yep.
You just have to be ready to catch the three because they're going to come sidearm. They're going to come underhanded. They're going to come ways that you're not ready for, and they're going to come hot and hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Skip.
And they're going to come hot and hard.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Skip Bayless.
Skip, jeez. That's a little crude.
My God.
That's a little crude.
Well, let's wrap it up borderline this week before we get to our game with Jeff at our Gmail. This is from New York's Knicks coach, David Fizdale.
By the way, and I was excited for him to get that job. That team plays crappy basketball and fundamentally poor.
It's a crappy team.
Guess what? Is their record, is their roster as bad that they should have the record they have? I disagree.
What I keep telling you about giving coaches so much credit ain't got nothing to do with the coaches.
They're players. A crappy team.
Thank you.
May I ask you something? Is that Lloyd Pierce with the Atlanta Hawks? He's got a pretty crappy roster too. Lloyd Pierce is getting every bit of lemon out. He's squeezing the juice. He's getting
it. No, it's not him. The players, the John Collins guy and the Trey Youngs.
I'm telling you, Shaq, I love this.
They're stepping up.
I love Lloyd Pierce and what he's doing. I am so impressed. by what he's doing.
Meanwhile, Fizdale's leading the Knicks to what?
He wants to win the lottery.
Mediocrity?
He's trying to win the lottery.
Then
they can fix it with a cold envelope, or like they did in Orlando with Shaq and Penny.
The cold envelope.
They can fix it.
Well, this is Fizdale talking about the play of his undrafted rookie, Alonzo Trier, and wow.
All of my kids are getting better, and I'm proud of them. Zoe is just... He's going to be one of those guys that just keeps coming and keeps coming. And eventually, when he arrives, it's going to be something fun to see.
When you take it out of context, it's just...
A little out of context. Fizz.
When he arrives.
Well, he arrives. I mean? When he gets there, it's going to be crazy.
And they're going to come hot and hard.
Oh, thank you, Skip. That's just so uncomfortable to hear Skip say things like that. Really
not shocking.
Crawl.
Not shocking,
no,
but it does make
but
your
it
skin
makes
crawl.
My skin crawl. All right, that's this week's edition of Borderline.
There we go.
And we have a new game this week. This game is called This Crazy World.
Okay.
I have 7 news stories for you gentlemen.
All right.
Multiple choice answers. I'm going to give you the headline, but I'm going to leave out one word. Or one phrase, if you will.
Okay.
And you have to guess which is the correct phrase to complete the headline. So here we go. For instance, question number 1. Death row inmate eats entire blank at his last meal. Did he eat an entire pillow, a bone-in chicken, a prison jumpsuit, or a Bible? Those are your options. So, John, if you want to scribble down your answer so that we're not sharing with
let
anybody.
Let me do that. Yeah, let me do that.
Give him a pen or something.
I got a pen. I'm writing it
Death
down.
Death
right
row
here.
Inmate eats entire blank at his last meal. A pillow, a bone-in chicken, a prison jumpsuit, or a Bible?
Want me to go first?
Go ahead.
The D.
He eats that
entire
too?
D.
He ate that too?
As his last meal.
Oh, that was something else.
I think that he means Bible because that was selection D. There.
And what did I write, guys?
John Bible. Kincaid wrote Bible.
I knew a chicken wouldn't be it.
When the prison staff asked 33-year-old Jeremy Morris if he wanted anything special for his last meal, he answered, quote, "I just want a Bible."
Eat the Bible.
It took hours of chewing and swallowing small pieces of paper, but Mr. Morris ate the totality of the 1,200-page book, including the cover.
Okay, that's awful.
As his last meal.
Now, that would tear your backside
that's
up,
horrifying.
Wouldn't it?
1,200
it ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter if it's your last meal and they're about to plug you into
yeah, for real.
To that voltage thing.
Yeah, but why you do that? Why wouldn't you want it's your last meal?
Enjoy it.
Why wouldn't you want to have something great and enjoy it? Like,
he did.
So what's your last meal going to be?
Mine would be maybe a combination of like a ribeye and lobster.
What about you, Jenner?
Something like that.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm traditional old school Italian. I'd be like a chicken parm or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
What about you, B-Dog?
Man, just give me a 10-piece honey hot from American Deli.
Really?
I want 2 meals. I want the McDonald's number 1. 2 double cheeseburgers, 10 nuggets, and a Diet Coke. And
then, I'm glad you put the Diet Coke in there. You might put on weight.
And then I'm going to go to my restaurant, the Big Chicken, and get the MDE, the coleslaw, the banana pudding ice cream, and my special soda.
Forget being electric. You're going to die from eating all that.
And then you can plug me in.
He's going to have cardiac failure before he hits the electric chair.
He's not going to need to plug you in.
Yeah, just let him simmer for a few minutes. He's going to go on his own.
All right.
All right. Question number 2. A man undergoes $200,000 of plastic surgery to look like blank. Is it A, Jesus Christ, B, Walt Disney, C, Elvis, or D, Abraham Lincoln? So a man underwent $200,000 of plastic surgery to look like
dumb.
Jesus, Walt Disney, Elvis, or Abraham Lincoln. I have John's answer. Shaquille O'Neal.
Jesus.
I'm going to say JC. John said JC. Mark Emery has already been following in Jesus' footsteps by becoming a carpenter, and he has now spent more than $215,000 in 2 years trying to change his physical appearance to resemble Jesus.
I almost said Elvis.
He is, quote, almost satisfied.
I almost said.
What'd you put, John?
I had the answer right.
He said Jesus as well.
I said.
So what's the score?
2-2.
2-2.
I almost said.
Hold on, John got them both right?
Yeah. I got them both right.
Oh.
I almost said Elvis, but then I figured there's so many bad Elvis impersonate. Why would somebody care about being that accurate?
I think when I read it first, I thought it was Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, you thought it. Yeah. See, I didn't think that.
I thought Abe Lincoln. All right. Question number 3 here. Story number 3. A man crashes into a river while attempting to blank while driving.
Wait a minute. Is this music you're playing?
It's no whammy, no whammy. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
It's from Bakari. It's a remix. Yeah, it's a
no
remix.
Whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stuck.
All right, so the man crashes into a river while attempting to blank while driving. Your options are A, put in contacts, B, give himself oral sex, C, solve a Rubik's Cube, or D, clip his toenails. How did he end up driving himself into a river?
Okay, he's not doing a Rubik's Cube.
Kincaid's
this is mine
answer.
First.
All right, so I've got Kincaid's
No. I gotta. I'll do it. Hold on.
All right, John's writing his answer down. All right, I got John's Shaquille O'Neal.
B.
Chex is giving himself oral sex.
Yes.
Which is the same thing Kincaid said. Anthony Sanders, 47, reportedly told officers he was attempting to perform oral sex on himself while driving his car when his head got stuck under the steering wheel and he lost control and crashed it into a river.
Okay.
Best story ever.
That's unbelievable.
Best story ever.
And
you're
telling people the story.
I love it. We're tied at three. Story number four. A Saudi man survives 13 days stranded in the desert by eating blank. Your options are A, snakes, B, his own hair, C, his two wives, or D, 13 pounds of sand. So a Saudi man survives 13 days stranded in the desert by eating what? Is it snakes, his own hair, two of his wives, or 13 pounds of sand? JK?
I already gave him the answer.
Okay, we got JK's answer. Mr. O'Neill.
Beat out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, got two wives to eat? Damn.
What does John say?
Same thing. The
John says two wives,
I
too.
I thought, and the reason I said it is that it's just, he can't eat, you cannot, I know physically from watching Mythbusters, you can't eat sand.
Yeah.
You can't
true.
Eat sand.
That's true.
You absolutely would choke yourself to death.
And a smart
you
guy.
Would choke. You choke yourself to death.
A little smart guy.
After a car accident that killed one of his four wives, Mustafa Ali Hamad and his remaining three wives were stranded in the desert. He sent two of them in search of help, and when rescuers returned, they found shocked to only find him alive, where he had fed on his other two wives to try and survive his 13
Dang.
Days.
Oh my God.
In the desert. The man had four wives and ate Damn. Two of them.
He found them tasty.
Which seems like a math problem I'd do with my kid.
if a man has four wives and eats two of them. And he eats two, one dies in an accident.
How many wives are left?
Oh, man.
All right, so we're tied. All right, story number five. United Airlines pilot and co-pilot fired for blank during a flight. Your options are A, having loud sex with each other, B, playing Fortnite, C, taking a nap, or D, smoking marijuana. A United Airlines pilot and co-pilot fired for blank during a flight. Having sex, playing Fortnite, taking a nap, or smoking weed.
I was actually on that flight.
No, you weren't.
On this flight.
Oh, yes, I was.
All right, hold on. Let's get my Shaq's. I got Kincaid's answer. Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey.
He says having loud sex with each other.
I was on that flight, trust me.
All right, and
okay, that's what I answered. I scribbled out my original answer.
You did. You scribbled
I scribbled
something
out Fortnite. But I went with sex because
United Airlines announced this morning that it had fired two of its employees after they allegedly engaged in sexual intercourse mid-flight.
Wow!
While the plane's internal communication system was on. 71-year-old Betty Garrison, who was on the flight, said her and passengers were all shocked when the unidentifiable sounds turned into, quote, a porn soundtrack.
Wow.
These guys were doing it.
I was on that flight.
While the overhead was on.
This week on Chicago Airport.
Yeah. All right.
Pilot Shaq.
We are tied at...
Gets into some activities.
We are tied at five.
Wow.
All
Wait
right.
A minute. Neither one of us has missed one yet.
Nope. Story.
John.
Guess what?
You might be the funniest white guy I know.
Easy. Don't do that.
Thank you very
what?
Much.
Don't do that.
What?
Because you're going to blow up his ego,
Man,
and now
funny.
It's already out of control. All right. Question.
Please, everybody, put up your tray tables. It's sex time.
I'm winning this game.
All right. Question number six. An Irish farmer claims he was sexually assaulted by a blank. A banshee, a sheep, a hedgehog, or a leprechaun. So the headline is, Irish farmer claims he was sexually assaulted by a blank.
Okay.
Is it A, banshee, B, sheep, C, hedgehog, or D, leprechaun?
he juggled his lucky charms. I'm saying it's Leprechaun.
Yes, Shiver Me Timbers, not Leprechaun.
Both say Leprechaun.
Wait a minute. Shiver Me Timbers is pirate.
It's Irish. It's no, Irish. It said, shut it up, mate. It's Irish.
It's a pirate.
It's not Shiver Me Timbers. No, stop it.
How many Irish pirates are there?
Stop it. Stop it.
Seriously.
Stop it.
Shaq's American history. Completely
Irish
wrong.
Irish pirates.
Irish pirates. The pirates you never knew existed.
Hey, dairy farmer.
Greenbeard, the Irish pirate. Shackle.
A dairy farmer from Southern Ireland says he was sexually assaulted for 2 days.
Oh, wait, I'm wrong then.
By, quote, an extremely short bearded humanoid.
Oh, there it is!
Which he says is a leprechaun.
Oh, wait a minute.
Angus Brennan says he was milking his cows when he was knocked out and tied up, and the 54-year-old farmer says he was repeatedly assaulted over the next 40 hours by, quote, a waist-high little person with a red beard and a cocked hat.
So, and a what hat?
I think that is overseas for
cocked hat.
A cocked hat.
Okay,
yes,
I just want to make sure.
That's inside, so.
I bet that wasn't the only thing that, well.
Okay, yeah. Our final story until we go to a tiebreaker here. So we're tied at 6.
Okay, this doesn't make any sense.
Last story.
Look at you being competitive, Kincaid.
I am very competitive.
I know. He's been lost so much. He figures he needs to get back in it. A binge eater's hospitalized after eating more than 30 pounds of blank. Your options are A, dryer sheets, B, urinal deodorizers, C, drywall, or D, cigarette ashes. A binge eater was hospitalized after eating more than 30 pounds of dryer sheets, urinal deodorizers, drywall, or cigarette ashes.
Okay, I'm doubting myself again, but I took my original answer, scratched
you
it out.
You wrote one, scratched
first.
It.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to take a urinal deodorizers.
All right. Shaq says urinal deodorizers.
And I changed
John
my
wrote
answer.
John dryer sheets, scratched it out, then wrote urinal deodorizers. A man suffering
from
an eating...
I'm going to say it right now. I switched the right answer.
You think you did? A man suffering from an eating disorder was hospitalized after his carvings led him to ingest more than 60 deodorizer blocks that were utilized for toilets.
Wait a minute.
64-year-old Marius Hansen suffers from binge eating disorder, which has led him to eat several things at his work site, including toilet paper, plastic syringes, disposable diapers, and even a couple of mop heads.
Oh my gosh.
He's a janitor.
So what's a tiebreaker question?
All right, so we're going to have to go to a tie. We haven't gone to a tiebreaker
in a while. We have not done this. And by the way, have we ever gone to a tiebreaker perfect?
No, ever.
7-7, I don't think so.
Let everybody know today, by the way, Shaq, that guy who set that guy.
I'm on a mission right now. I got to win this game.
That guy who set you up today, by the way, up there at CBS Sports Radio in New York.
Yep.
My network studios, by the way, that's my new boss.
Oh.
He just became my new boss yesterday, so be really nice to David.
Nope.
You better not do anything stupid, because I'm telling you, that
I
national
wish I could
show.
Do something stupid right now.
Well, don't do anything stupid.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Like, I mean, don't be like that United pilot. Not that there's any attractive
right.
woman in there with you.
This is. Well, we haven't heard anything, but that doesn't mean he doesn't know how to shut the microphones off.
And I know you just enjoy the cuddle time, because right. I remember my interview.
A lot of these stories obviously came from the World Wide Web. So our tie break. If you go to Huffington Post and you search weird news.
Okay.
How many stories show up on the front page?
Then don't be on your
we're
phone,
just going
John.
With, we're just going
I'm not,
with...
He's not
I'm looking
head.
At. He's not we're just going with the closest. So if you go to Huffington Post...
You're on your phone right now.
I'm not on my
you
phone,
go to
John.
Weird,
you may have a sexy assistant doing it for you, then.
And you go to Weird
do
News.
Do not use that word. She will kill you.
It's not how many stories
Ooh,
are on the website.
She,
how many
so
pop
it's a
up
she.
On the first
We've narrowed
page.
It down.
I didn't say
okay.
she will kill
how
you.
How many Weird News stories are on the first page of Weird News?
Okay, who has to go first? 14.
John says 14.
Don't be counting. I can hear you. You're taking
I'm not
your,
counting.
You're
I'm
taking
not.
You're taking your shoes off right now to count.
What, no, what
I
you
can
say,
hear
John?
That.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said 14.
I'm gonna go with 18.
What was that? Sounded like Siri.
It sounded like Siri.
That's not Siri. Cut it out.
It
wait a minute. Was that that
like
sexy woman's voice you did again?
That's nothing.
All right, there we go.
All right. Well, the correct answer is 24. So,
also I win. Change my song.
Oh no! What is it now?
Yeah, let me see.
What do we got now? All right, here I got
classic.
It. We'll use the Boogeyman's theme song.
Nope.
I'm
like
your boogeyman.
No,
boogeyman.
No. Oh. Boo! Boo! Boo!
All right, go ahead.
Wait.
What do you got?
Boy.
Toto down in Africa.
I love Toto.
I guess the rain's down in Africa.
John, have you beat me this year?
No, you haven't.
I didn't realize that.
It takes like 40 minutes to get to the,
John
the music
can never
in this song.
Beat me.
I love this song, but the intro goes on forever. Have you heard the Weezer remake of this?
No.
There's a band called Weezer that remade this.
Really so, good?
It's kind of weird. I don't think this is a song a rock band can pull off, but. All right, we'll wait 9 hours to get to the lyrics. Oh, no, wait, here.
Here, go.
Shh. Shaq may be moving to Chicago, trying to find a sexy beast to be a part of his life.
Good singing, baby.
Maybe she could be the one. Who knows? Cause Shaq can be real fickle.
Real fickle.
But maybe she is the strong one. Willing to take his heart and not worry about him not keeping his schedules. And you never know until Shaq texts you right before the show. Hurry, boy, we're taping in 10 minutes.
There we go.
Away from you. There's nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do. I guess it rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
Hey, the big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com is how you get in touch with us. Make your submissions.
John.
Yes.
You have a good imagination?
I have a great imagination.
I'm walking down the streets in New York and you come pick me up in your brand new car. What song's going to be playing?
Boop, boop.
Oh, no, is it really? Is that what it's
going to
be?
Yeah.
I love the
blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Hey, Shaq, by the way, while you're up there, roll on over to Chelsea Piers and go see my girl Kelly Giddish over there at Law & Order SVU.
All right, I will.
She's a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
Big fan of yours. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, and she was a neighbor, awesome. And she was a neighbor of mine, so.
Okay.
All right, I gotta go.
There you go.
John, you know what you are, John?
What's that?
You're not white, you're off-white, baby.
Off-white. I like that.
I like that.
Off-white.
I like that a lot.
Well, you guys.
Everyone's love you, too. Now we're going to
see you Tuesday. I'll be in the lab on Tuesday.
Yo, big fella, you going to the game?
What game?
What game?
The big game?
What game?
The biggest game of the year in Atlanta, the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not going to the game.
You're not going to go to the game?
No,
okay.
I'm going
to
be busy.
All right.
Wow.
I'm sure you are.
I'm going to be in Chicago.
I'm sure you are.
Wow.
I'll talk to you later.
There you go. I bet
All
you
right,
will.
Man.
Chicago bye. Hope, baby. There you go.
There goes Shaquille O'Neal. The big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com, at Shaqcast, at Shaq, at John Kincaid, at Rob Jenners.
And on Instagram, at the big podcast with Shaq.
It's a shorter work day than we expected.
Have a good week, guys.
See ya.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love-